About a year ago, I went on my last SSP as a camper, and today the youth and counselors left for a week of what we hope to be hard work and spiritual growth. In fact, my first real spiritual breakthrough probably happened at SSP. It was my first year at the candle ceremony, and I shared my mom's triumph over chemotherapy. 18 weeks of walking on a tightrope, trying to balance home in one hand and school in the other. 18 weeks of walking on a fault line, wondering if the next step would create the life-shaking quake. But in that moment, I realized how much stronger the experience made me. So with each year during what we call Jesus Week, I felt stronger and renewed. Then I started at Baylor, where I was not prepared for the constant flow of Jesus that seemed to always be present. It started out overwhelming, but as the semester went on, I found people to pour into my life with love and patience. First semester, I went to the church under the bridge, and I met so many beautiful people, Baylor students and a portion of Waco's homeless community. The men and women I met had the same effect on me as our yearly Jesus Week. So in honor of SSP beginning today, let's pray for our youth and counselors as they take this week to change the lives of those around them through their love of God. If you guys would pray with me. Hey God, take the prayers of every member and visitor in this loving community to protect our youth up in Smith River this week. Let them encourage one another to follow the way Christ would want them to, in the actions of loving and serving the community that is so graciously opening their arms to them. Help them leave their comfort bubble called Campbell Youth and befriend every other youth on the trip. Let them be guided by your beauty and grace on this journey, and remind them as well as ourselves that it is not our will to be done, but that of your own. In your holy name we pray, amen. Life as a college student isn't easy. I struggled. We are told college should be the best 4 years of our lives, but it doesn't always start out that way. I'm going to a private school for the first time in my life. That school is over 1,000 miles away in Waco, Texas, where the weather drives you insane and you're constantly asked, have you met the fixer-uppers? Or what's it like to go to one of the top schools in the Big 12? No, I have not met them. And it's an unbelievable experience. Except the biggest struggle was not social, academic, or emotional. It was the constant pressure to be proud of the beautiful school I go to. If you were to Google Baylor a year ago, articles about our dominant second chance football team and our community work with Mission Waco would flood your search. If you Google Baylor today, articles about Baylor being hunting grounds for rapists and the termination of our beloved head coach, Art Briles, would flood your search. The best news from our side recently, Taurean Prince went in the first round of the NBA draft, a young man that went from homeless to the NBA. But the real questions are, what is it like to go to a school that hid sexual assault cases since the 2012-2013 school year? Or are you worried on campus? Do you feel unsafe? This morning, I am letting you all in on what it is like for me, a Christian minority student, to attend a Baptist university in Central Texas. Going to a school where we pride ourselves on our Christian ethics and motives is a beautiful experience until it is the last thing seen. People are furious with our football staff because of the cases that flew under the school's radar for about 3 years. And the only information released has been the finding of fact. The article by our regents discussed the faults of our athletic department and our football staff and players. We went from a school where our faculty and staff were so supportive of our athletics to our regents condemning every mistake. In the end, I'm proud to be a Baylor student, and I love the school, and I could not say that enough. It was at Baylor where I began to understand my place in faith. It was at Baylor when I began talking to God regularly, and it was at Baylor where I had so much life poured into me. It was where I got to start fresh. So to answer the question What is it like to attend an imperfect school? I tell you that no matter what school I ended up choosing, they'd have imperfections. We are figuring out what it is like to live with mistakes. We had 3 years of invisibility, and Micah 7:8 says, "Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise." As a Baylor community, we have fallen, but failure is inevitable. Instead of staying down, today's scripture also reminds us to have the courage to rise. A few times I have been asked, do you feel unsafe at school because of what has been going on? I have not thought about it too much until this Friday when I attended a trauma session. While the session was not directed to what is happening at Baylor, I brought up something that I didn't even know I was thinking about. When I revealed my connection to the sports teams in high school, I was asked if I felt like what was happening at Baylor affected me personally. I suddenly felt this tie to the situation that's going on at Baylor. During trauma or when a traumatic thing happens, a common thing people do is to draw associations. For example, this year, my parents were not with me on my birthday because they were at family camp and I was working. And it immediately took me back to when my mom couldn't be with us on my 16th birthday because she was going through chemo. In this case, I drew the connection from Baylor's football team to my football boys, to the boys that I have grown to love over the course of 2 years. And suddenly, I had this panic that my boys could be put in the same situation or a similar situation to what athletes in numerous colleges have been going through and being charged for. Because you can pray that someone won't make the same mistakes that have already been made, but sometimes things happen. You can't protect people forever, and that is something I am continuously learning. And in the end, my boys are human, and they're not perfect. But the piece of my heart that loves them knows that they are so much more than athletes and what athletes are portrayed to be. When it comes to knowing that we are, as a school, have people that are survivors, victims, and aggressors, no, I do not feel unsafe. But when it came to my racial identity, I struggled. And I still struggle. I've been struggling about this for 19 years. People have asked what nationality I am, but the question ends up being, what are you? And for a couple of seconds, I'll just stare at them waiting for some sort of explanation. What gender am I? What's my major? What's my race? Well, I'm female, I'm an exercise physiology major, and I'm multiracial. There's a whole lot of questions I could have answered with, what are you? But when I've told people I'm multiracial, sometimes I get these blank stares or they'll say, really? Like they've never imagined that people can be more than one race. Now, it's not everyone I've met, but it seems to be a common trend since I've moved. I've never been secure when it comes to my racial identity. And maybe choosing Texas wasn't the best choice on my part. And it's still hard on me. I've never liked to consider myself a minority student, but when I moved to Baylor, I finally began to embrace it. Where 4.5% of Baylor students are mixed races, I am a minority student. And I am thriving, but that doesn't mean that I don't experience white privilege and white guilt. Because 63.9% of Baylor students are Caucasian, which makes it hard to relate to others about being a minority student. This summer, I started working for Breakthrough Silicon Valley. Breakthrough is a 6-year program that begins with 3 years of rigorous summer school for incoming 7th through 9th graders. The second half of the commitment is the high school program. The mission is ensuring that 100% of students are provided with the opportunity to apply and to attend college. But I guess I should be more specific. Breakthrough Silicon Valley works with low-income, first-generation, and minority students that are academically motivated and have that desire to go to college. In fact, 100% of the students attend college. 96% attend 4-year universities. These are students that are told almost every day of their life that you can't go to college because fill in the blank. And I'm working with seventh graders who still have that mentality, but you see on their face this joy when it comes to learning. But I am part of that 96%. Not only did I graduate from high school last year, I graduated from Breakthrough Silicon Valley. But for 6 weeks of my summer, my job is to inspire and encourage these students through the toughest times. My seventh grade biology classes have this unending love for learning. They look at me with such admiration, making the lesson planning experience worth all of the stress. Their high energy leaves me exhausted after every day, but I would not want to do any other job for the rest of my summer. While I am not considered low income or first generation, I am a minority student. That's taken me my entire life to confidently identify as one because of my access to support. But it wasn't until this year when it all clicked for me. Whether it was the outrageous questions or my just as astonishing answers, I finally decided that I am a minority student, not only at Baylor, but also as an adult in the US, where 6.9% of adults in America consider themselves mixed race. When I applied for my financial aid before going to college, multiracial was not an option. When I applied to Baylor, multiracial was not an option either. Other was my choice. But a year later, when filing my FAFSA, I was able to click the bubble multiracial, and I could not have been more proud because it took me close to 19 years, but I'm finally comfortable with considering myself multiracial. Today you learned about the hardship of being a college student, but I promise you I'm having a great time too. I'm surrounded by so many loving people, and I would never trade that or them for any other experience. So yes, college is hard, but when you find a solid support circle, it gets easier. And with that, thank you, church, for always supporting my endeavors as I continue to grow on a God-filled journey. Thank you.